Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in singing and prayer and in the Word of God. Spend some time in His presence with other believers. Let's lift our faith and worship Him together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as always, we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for spending some time with us. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to worship with you, and be ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Deuteronomy 31:8. And He says, "And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Again, more wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Well, let's go to the Holiness Hymns of Praise. Page 185, here's one you don't hear very often, entitled "Stand By Me." Many of you know it. Let's sing a little together.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the hosts of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of faults and failures, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Of persecution, stand by me.
Stand by me.
In the midst of persecution, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my foes in battle strength to stop my way. Thou who saved Paul and Silas,
stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, oh, thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Hallelujah. Going to the Word of God for our precious promise today before we pray. It comes from Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise the Lord. Well, it makes a difference when we pray and believe. It touches the heart of God when we exercise faith. Jesus even consented to praying for the disciples when they asked for, Lord, help our unbelief and increase our faith. It's God's will that we be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So when you go to church, you need to listen to the Word of God, because the Scripture teaches us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Thy Word have I hid in my heart. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. I want to encourage you today as we pray together to pour your heart out to God. I want to encourage you to just speak your request unto Him. Don't give Him an unspoken request. He knows it anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and give it to Him. Tell Him who it is or what it is and all the details you want to tell Him. Pour your heart out to Him. You'll feel better after you've prayed, and you'll know that He is taking action according to His will on that request. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank You for the Word that we just read. And Lord, I'm just so thankful that we have a great promise like Mark 11:24 gives us. Whatsoever so things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Lord, that's such consolation. And Father, I thank You for what I read earlier. You are the Lord that goes before us. You are the Lord that is with us. You are the Lord that will never fail us. You are the Lord that will never forsake us. Lord, thank You for those fear nots and for that phrase, Lord, never be dismayed. I want to praise You today for Your goodness to us. Use this little service for Your glory, and may the word that we've read and the songs that we've sung and the prayers that we prayed touch someone and help someone and encourage someone today. Surely, Lord, someone in this audience today is unsaved, and I pray You'll speak to his or her heart, and Lord, as convict them, and as they repent of their sins today, I pray in Jesus' name You grant forgiveness of sin. Lord, cleanse them and make them new creatures in Christ Jesus, we pray. Minister and meet every need of every request being poured out to You today. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's praise Him and sing.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor.
sing it again now.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to Him.
And I'll give you the contact information at the end. We want to give Sister Linda plenty of time to sing. She's going to favor us with a number. He'll do it again. Pray for her. Worship with her as she sings.
You may feel down, feel that God somehow has forgotten. And you are faced with circumstance you can't get through. But now it seems there's no way out, and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, He'll take care of you. He'll do it again. Just take a look where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. God has not changed. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. God knows the things you're going through. He knows how you're hurting. He knows just how your heart has been broken in two. He's the God of the stars, the sun and the sea, and He is your Father. He can calm the storm and find a way to fix it for you. And He'll do it again. Oh, yes, He'll do it again. Just take a look where you are now and where you've been. Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. God has not changed. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again.
And you have been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the Power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. God has not changed. You may not know how, you may not